Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Welcome. I think the volume is a little bit too loud. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. And this is Monday, the day before Super Tuesday. And the candidates are out. They are out. And this is just in, folks. I'm not sure on how much validity this is, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. I'm going to say allegedly that it keep me safe. But anyway, I'm hearing, and I have this in front of me, the new North Carolina sheriff, is investigating Donald Trump. He's being investigated by North Carolina, obviously, for his inciting of violence. That's something to, I'm going to check further in on that because we want to get that correct and we want to get that, make sure it's valid and truthful. But it would seem like that would seem like something that would be true. Because as we know, as you know, and I don't have to tell you, I don't have to reiterate this, as you know, Donald Trump and the candidates are saying the same thing, Hillary Clinton, Bruce Rauner, and Republicans, who are vying for the White House, they're all saying the same thing as you and I are saying. Donald Trump is purposely, intentionally inciting violence at his rallies. There's no doubt about that. And if you listen to Donald Trump and his interviews today, he is still denying it. He is denying it. How can you deny something? How can you deny that? But he's denying it. It's on tape. It's on television. It's recorded. Your mouth is moving. You're saying it. And he gets into these interviews with these top flight moderators and interviewers on television because he's all over the place, you know, trying to win this election. And the first thing they ask him is, why are you inciting violence at your rallies? Why are you upending, having people fight each other, hate each other? And he denied, I'm not doing that. He's denying it. It's everywhere. If Donald Trump was any type of a man, any type of person, he would probably say, yes, it's happening. It is happening. He would say, yes, it's happening. I'm going to have my crowd, my supporters, my fans, I'm going to have them tone it down from now on. We don't want no one to get hurt. But Donald Trump can't seem to say that. He can't seem to do this. He is in denial. Nobody else is seeing and hearing at his rallies. Donald Trump will not be happy until somebody gets killed at his rallies. But you know what? Donald Trump doesn't feel as if there's anything wrong with him saying he's going to knock somebody out. Or he's going to pay the legal fees for somebody who hurts someone else, hurts another protester, hurts someone who doesn't agree with him. He doesn't have a problem with that. But once he gets caught, once he gets in trouble, he tries to deny it and back it up. but still being Donald Trump, he still condones it. And this is why I say the North Carolina sheriff investigating Trump, this may be real, but I don't see it anywhere else. I've heard it on one of the news outlets, but I'm waiting to hear it in other places. Because if it is, then Donald Trump may be in trouble. And I've heard his camp say, well, they're just agitators coming to agitate. And Donald Trump do not call them protesters. He called them interrupters. They are protesters, Donald. He's saying that they're interrupters. So he can feel validated in saying, knock their damn blocks off or knock the hell out of them or punch them in the face. He wants to feel validated by that, by calling them intruders or interrupters. It's not going to work, Donald. You're being investigated, allegedly, and I'm hoping that is true. But you know what? Donald Trump's popularity is soaring. And I'm hearing all kinds of things, like Donald Trump canceled his Chicago rally because he wanted a riot to break out, because he felt that a riot breaking out would be more than just his rally. Donald Trump is cruel. He's smart. He'll do anything and everything to keep his name in the news. He will do anything and everything to keep himself on the top. He wants to be on the top. Donald Trump is embracing the crazy, the fringe, the racist. These are his supporters. Those are his crowds. This is what he's doing. And you know what? He could still wind up being president of the United States. Everybody who's anybody is trying to knock Donald Trump off his block. If you see some of these commercials out here that's totally against Donald Trump, you laugh, because some of them are true. Even Ted Cruz. I don't like Ted Cruz. I never will vote for Ted Cruz. But Ted Cruz is right about Donald Trump when he says Donald Trump incites violence. John Kasich is right. Bernie is right. Hillary is right. Donald Trump is denying it. The whole world is saying Donald Trump incites violence at his rallies, but Donald Trump can't seem to bring himself to believe that. Even when he's on tape, he's on video saying it 1,000 times. He's on there saying different things. The crowds at his rallies are racist, more likely low informational voters, uneducated, dim-witted, mentally ill. These are the people who are going for Donald Trump. You have to be that to go for Donald Trump. And you have to be, and then some people are turning a blind eye to Donald inciting violence. That's crazy. Oh, he's not doing that. It's just Obama. They're blaming Obama. Some of the people who have endorsed Obama I just found out today that Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, is supporting Donald Trump, and he's African American. This guy stood alongside Malcolm X. In some cases, some people said he had something to do with the death of Malcolm X. And now, Louis Farrakhan, a guy I used to admire and listen to, he has thrown an endorsement to Donald Trump. There is no way in the world, folks, that he's going to convince me, or anybody can convince me, to vote for Donald Trump. You got some black people out of their damn minds to vote for somebody who is racist, don't care nothing about them. Donald Trump, he talks at a third grade level. I'm pretty sure his entourage or the people around him or his handlers are telling him how to talk, how to speak in front of a crowd, not to sound like a thug, which he is. He sounds like a street thug. I mean, you've heard him. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have heard him. And, he is denying it. I think the latest video that I've seen of him, he was denying it. Said, well, yeah, no, I don't do that. I don't condone that. But his tapes and the videos prove otherwise. See, my thing is Donald Trump should admit to being of a rally inciter of violence, an inciter of violence, and then just say, tell his crowd to tone it down. I mean, when he was asked to do that, he waffled and talked around the question. He's trying to be a politician. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's not a politician yet. He's running to be a politician. He's never held a he never held an office, a government office in his life. So he's a lot of people calling him a politician. I don't think he's a politician. I think he's running for a job to be a politician, and he's going to be one of the most worst politicians. Awful politics. This is, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio 347-857-1762. Chime in on your bit on Donald Trump or just anything you want. This is George Wilder. Hey, it's daylight savings time. Folks, we lost an hour of sleep, but hey, we get an extra hour of daytime. And as I sit here in my studio, it is bright and light outside. That hasn't happened in a long time, folks. Usually this time it's pitch black. I mean, when you're looking outside onto the avenue here, it's pitch black, but now it's light, and it's fun. It's fun looking out on the avenue and doing a radio show as you're watching people pass by, walk by, and all that kind of thing. It is fun. You can probably hear it in my voice. And it's great. Daylight saving times. I posted something on Facebook. I'm talking too fast. And I said, did anybody forget to set their clocks forward? I got a few people. It happens. You know, I got a few people. But my son, he reminded me to set it forward because I would have forgotten also. So you're not by yourself. But anyway, it's light and bright out here. It feels good. And it is technically or officially, it is still winter. But it feels like spring in Chicago, people. It is, this is great. I mean, but officially, it is still winter. It's still winter, you know. But it feels great. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to argue because the weather people said, the meteorologists said that we're into some real stormy weather coming. But, you know, we're going to savor this right here, what we have today. And it's beautiful. It's light outside. Daylight saving time. I don't understand why some people have a grievance or beef with setting your clocks up or back. You know, it's fine with me. Some people say, well, you're going to have a heart attack or something because body chemistry is being messed around and, you know, things like that. That could happen. But generally, I adore it, especially when you have longer days. I mean, you spend a longer time outside. It's just great. And there's all kind of reasons for daylight saving times. And basically, one is just what I just got through saying. The days are longer, it seems. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm kind of pissed off at Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you about it later. Okay, it says update. What is this right here? It says update. We're trying to get it out of there. Can't get it out of there. Okay, it says right here. We're going to get back on Trump. It says right here, Trump flat out denies. I told you, he denies that there's violence at his campaign rallies. And everybody in the world who have seen these, witnessed these rallies, were at these rallies on television, on the air, seen violence, riots, and he denies it. He is not fit to be president of the United States. He is not, Donald Trump is not fit. And I really don't like talking about Donald Trump. I really don't like talking about his issues. But this is something. This man is a flat-out racist. Just as Bernie Sanders stating on the campaign trail, Donald Trump is definitely a pathological liar. There is no doubt about that. And he's lying and saying that Bernie Sanders intentionally sent his supporters over there to disrupt his rally. Bernie Sanders did not do that. We all know that. He wouldn't have done that in a million years. But Donald's trying to find an excuse and another lie for people doing awful things at his rallies when he is the one who's the cause of this. Let me say this. Donald Trump has all he has so much violence going on at his rallies all the time, and the other candidates, they don't have this type of violence at their rallies because they do not incite violence. They don't talk about knocking people out. They don't sucker punch people in the face as they're leaving the rally or being escorted out of the rally. And then after the sucker punch, Donald gonna say, "Hey, wow, I'm gonna pay all your legal fees." This is crazy. This guy, it's not funny. It's not laughable. It's totally insane. A man yelling "Trump, Trump, Trump" allegedly beats Muslims and Hispanic students in Kansas. Okay, this is everywhere Donald Trump goes. There's violence because he is the master at inciting violence. I mean, you like Hillary Clinton say, you play with fire, you're going to get burned, or it's arson. Everywhere he goes, it's violence. It was violence before he even got to Chicago because he incites it. People know he's a racist. I mean, you got young people straight. I mean, you got educated young people, beautiful young people. They are against Donald Trump. I mean, I'm talking about when I say young people, I'm talking about teenagers, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, teenagers. They made a video, and it's a beautiful video. I'm going to have it on the show. I'm going to have a clip of it on the show probably tomorrow. They made a beautiful video against Donald Trump. And majority of the campaign commercials that I see on television, they're all against Donald Trump. I mean, they really call it. They are saying things about Donald Trump's university, his businesses. Donald Trump thinks he's God. Donald Trump thinks that he's ruler. You know, he's the ruler. I'm Donald Trump. Do what I say. I'm Donald Trump. You know, this is his mentality, like a dictator or a king. What he says, he expects it to be done just by anybody, you know, anybody, everybody to you and I to Donald Trump. We're like dirt beneath his feet. And he's going to treat you that way. But no escape, folks. This man could wind up president of the United States if we don't stop him. Everybody's trying to stop him. The Democrats are trying to stop him. Young people are trying to stop him. Independents are trying to stop him. Get this, folks. His own Republican Party is trying to stop him. His own Republican Party is trying to stop him. They know he's dangerous. For somebody to deny what is totally going on at his rallies is insane. That is why I believe North Carolina is investigating him. You incite violence, that's what's going to happen. You show racism, that's what's going to happen. You know, I don't know. But this guy is something. Flat out denies it. He flat out denies that something's going on at his rally. And the Republicans, they made him. They're trying to say Donald Trump is something that Obama conjured up. No, this is a Republican thing. Okay, Howard Fineman is saying on the Huffington Post, he's saying this election is 1968 all over again. I don't know if I agree with that, and that's not a good thing. They're trying because this election is about violence at Donald Trump's rallies. That's what this election is about, folks. All right, you're listening to George Wilder Jr. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Amazon.com, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place, as usual, as always. And my guest today, I do have a guest. Guest author, Reese Artest. am I pronouncing her name correctly? Arresti. Okay, Reese Arresti. Reese, R-E-E-C-Y, Arresti, A-R-E-S-T-Y, is on the George Wilder Jr. Show, and she's going to be talking about, hopefully, in about 10 minutes, she's going to be talking about how to pay for college without going broke. I could use that advice because I'm going to have a I could use that because I'm going to have a son in a few years going to college. And definitely, we don't need to get any broker than we already are. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let me see what we got here. All right, we're going to take a break right here, folks. I'll be right back. Thanks. All right, folks. Sounds like we got a delay. But anyway, I voted already. And I hope you guys get out there and do your duty and vote. I voted already, and it feels good that I voted. I voted for Bernie, as you know. But, you know, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination and Hillary gets it, we got to vote for Hillary. We can't take a chance on Donald Trump. You know, we can't take a chance on any Republican. I know I'm going to lose a lot of friends because of this. I really don't care. You know, I just know what's right. Donald Trump is not fit to be president. There's no doubt about that. And they're saying it all the time, every day. And tomorrow is Super Tuesday. I voted early. I didn't want to be a part of the crowd. But they're saying people are really fired up to vote, and that's great. And I hope people are just as fired up for March 15th tomorrow, which this is Monday in case you're listening to the show a little later on in the week. Or I don't know if you can archive these shows anymore. I mean, Block Talk Radio has changed so much on here. I'm about to leave, folks. I'm about to pack up and leave because I don't like what they're doing. And it seemed like they're making it a little bit more complicated. They want money. That's what it is. They want cash. And they're going to go after the most popular shows. But anyway, let me get back to Donald Trump. That's another thing to be talk about at a later date. And, folks, vote. Get out there and vote. Do your duties. 347-857-1762. Get out there and vote. I mean, this is something. This is something. Marco Rubio doesn't seem like he's going to get anywhere. I think he's going to lose his home state of Florida. They're saying Trump is ahead here, Trump is ahead there. And I think in Ohio, Kasich is ahead of Trump. Ohio is Kasich's home state. Hillary, I'm hearing, she has to win Illinois. She has to win. This is a must win for her. But I'm also hearing that Donald Trump is 2 points ahead of Hillary Clinton in Illinois. I mean, not Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders is two. I mean, I got Trump on the mind, folks. Bernie Sanders is 2 points ahead of Hillary in Illinois. However, Donald Trump on the Republican side of the aisle is leading in Illinois. The polls say he's leading. You know, so I don't know. I mean, Donald Trump could wind up being the nominee for the Republicans. But that's good. But you know what I think? I think if Donald Trump goes up against Hillary, Hillary will beat the hell out of him in the election, in the general election. I think if Donald Trump goes up against Bernie Sanders, Bernie would annihilate him. Yeah, hopefully. But there's enough crazy people out here. There's enough lunatics. There's enough mentally ill folks to put Donald Trump in the White House. Don't ever think that can't happen, folks. Don't ever think that can't happen. All right, here's a clip of Donald Trump and his violence at one of his rallies. Do we have it? Is it?
We have to win Missouri. That's what I have to win. Yeah. If we don't win Missouri, I'll be very angry. We're going to win. I think we're going to do well. I think we're going to do well everywhere. Because you know what's going on? This is a movement, folks. This is a movement. We're tired of the garbage. Yeah, get them out of here. Get them out. Young kids, two young kids. Young spoiled kids. Get them out of here. This, they are all writing about us, folks, and they're saying there's nothing like a Trump rally, okay? Nothing. There is nothing. And you know, Terrible. USA, USA, USA. Go home and get a job. Go home, get a job. Get a job. I'll tell you, these are not good people, folks, just so you understand. You know, these are not good people. And I heard this was going to happen, and they said, Mr. Trump, would you like to cancel? I said, absolutely not. These are not good people. These are not the people that made our country great, but we're going to make it great again. But these are not the people. These are the people that are destroying our country. Right, you get him out. Get him out. Come on, let's go. Get him out. How about letting some people in to take their seats? A lot of people standing outside. Let them in. Let some good people in to take their seats. And nobody's being hurt, press. Nobody's being hurt. Very rude.
All right, folks, that was a little bit of Trump and inciting violence. You're listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, thanks for being here. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody for their kind words, as always. Some of you have kind words, some of you do not, but that's okay because I learn from everything, it's always fun. I haven't been on the show for about 3 days now because I needed a break, I have to try to book guests for the show. Like I said, my guest is Reese Arresti. She's going to be on the show. I think she called in, but she may have got disconnected some kind of way. Because I was playing Trump, the clip of Trump. But anyway, let's get back to the voting, because this is very, very, very important. Folks, we got to get up off the couch. We got to get out there to the polls. Get up off the couch and vote. The Republicans, they seem as though they are energized. You have to be energized. This is March 14th. The primary, Super Tuesday or whatever they call it, is tomorrow. You got to get out and vote. I've already voted. I did my early voting. You get out there. You do your duty. Okay, we have to do this. We got Donald Trump coming up behind us, so we got to do something about that. And we're going to do that. And we got Donald Trump coming up behind us, and we're going to do that. All righty. Let's see what we got here. I like that little doorbell. It's great. It's wonderful. All right. You're listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is beautiful. Daylight saving times. Giving studio, looking out on the avenue, waiting for Reese or Resty to be on the show. I think she called in twice. She got cut off or something. Maybe it's something wrong with her phone. I have no idea. But we're going to keep going on into the show. Let's see. Okay, we got Ken Duncan. This guy's got commercials. He's running for his job, to retain his job in the Illinois House of Representatives. He's a token. He's bought off. He's a token. He's been bought off, and he wants to get his job, And we're going to try and make sure that he doesn't get back in. So we got to go vote this guy out. We got to get Anita Alvarez out of there. I don't believe in Kim Fox. Okay, that's just me. I'm more of a Donna Moore. I think she'll be a great state's attorney. So we're going to have to do a lot of that. We're going to have to do some house sweeping tomorrow. But they're saying that Donald Trump is going to Donald Trump is going to take Illinois. I actually believe and think that Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side of the aisle is going to take Illinois. So we're going to be waiting for those things, folks. It's going to be really, really something for those things to be happening. All right, you're listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, 347-857-1762. And it is it feels great. It feels good. All right, we're going to take a short little break right here, and I will be right back, folks. Let me see what we got here. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, folks. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Sorry for the dead air. All right. Let's do this.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Now, here are some of the people who have endorsed Trump. Pete Rose, Louis Farrakhan, Sarah Palin, Chris Christie, and I'm pretty sure there's some other folks. Not one newspaper has endorsed him. Not one major newspaper has endorsed Trump. That's got to be selling. That's got to be telling you something. That's got to say something. Chris Christie, I mean, every time I see this guy with Donald Trump, you know, in the background, he looks so perplexed. He looks like he's being led around by a leech. New Jersey, the state that he's governor of, these people are embarrassed of Chris Christie. They say they are anyway, because I talked to some of them on Facebook and LinkedIn, and they said they're embarrassed of this guy, and I can see why. If he was in Illinois, I'd be embarrassed of him too. But hey, we've got Bruce Rauner. We got enough of embarrassment with this guy. And I want to say again, this show is going to be basically about voting, getting a vote out, especially in Illinois. We got to get out there and do something, people. We got to change the way things are in Illinois and in the United States. We got to do something. We got to do something now. And Ken Duncan is running against Stratton, Juliana Stratton, and we're trying to get Ken Duncan out of there. You know what? I don't believe in either one of these candidates, but I do know Duncan is a turncoat. He's a traitor. I do know that Ken Duncan, he is been bought and paid for by Rauner, the same as Reverend James Meeks, Corey Brooks. These are African Americans who have been bought off by this Republican governor. They are themselves are supposed to be Democrats, but they have been bought and paid for, bought off by this person, and this person being Bruce Rauner. Okay, we're still waiting for guest Arthur Reese Arresti. I have a feeling that she's actually called in or had a few calls here, but some, you know, they hung up or something, they left, or the phones went out on them or something. Hopefully they call back. If this is her I'm speaking of, I do know she's booked. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. I will be right back. Hear a little bit of Martin Luther King.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges, because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say, we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
All right, that's Martin Luther King. I like to play that. Sometimes it gives me a little energy to go forward, to move on. You know how you can get that positive energy, you know, when you hear a great man like that speak. And he said something about freedom of assembly. That's the First Amendment right to free speech. Somehow that's getting all barred down in America. You know, so that kind of gives me that to keep going. All right, this is how Trump bigotry is impacting youth. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on somebody that looks like Jeb Bush. Donald Trump's presidential campaign seems to be getting progressively more violent, and children are noticing this. The video above. Watch how the rhetoric, there's no doubt about it. I mean, kids, I just got through telling you a few minutes back into the show that young people are galvanizing against Donald Trump. I don't have to see a video to say, I know that it's happening. You know, they don't like the violence. They don't like him initiating violence or inciting violence, and he denies it at every turn that he's not doing it. How can you do that? You know, how can you do that? And Donald Trump is, some people say Donald Trump is what the Republicans are all about, actually. They made him. They produced him. And they should live with him. But right now, they are, you know, livid over him. I mean, they want this guy out. But Donald Trump is too far up in the polls. They're saying that he's in the lead in Illinois. So this could happen, folks. This can happen. Anything can happen now. And tomorrow is going to be very interesting. I think we have about 11 or 12 states around the country that will be voting. You know, and they're saying that Donald Trump is going to take them all, if not most of them. You know, so, and this could be do or die for Marco Rubio. You know, I mean, because he just only won one state, barely won one state. And, you know, he may not even be able to carry his home state of Ohio. And we'll see what's going to happen, folks. We'll see. I have a clip here of the Rachel Maddow show. And she's going through a montage of Trump's inciting violence. You may have heard it. If you're not, you're hearing it first here on George Wilder.
So thank you for staying with us tonight.
Rachel Maddow.
This has turned out to be a night that may go down in history as one of the darker moments in American major party politics. Here's the context. Here's how I think we got here. And I think we got here by deliberate means. I don't think this was an accident. One of the really important, really intense things that's been going on in our country over the past few years that has mostly been happening outside of big-time electoral politics, has been a race issue and a justice issue and a civil rights issue and a public order issue, frankly, in cities and suburbs all over the country, where major controversies and at times public unrest has broken out in response to police killings of African Americans. In the St. Louis area, we saw Ferguson, Missouri go up like a cauldron there after the killing of an unarmed teenager named Michael Brown. In Chicago, it was dash cam footage of a 17-year-old named Laquan McDonald being shot 16 times by a Chicago police officer. In Cleveland, it was first just the story and then some almost unbelievable footage of Cleveland police rolling up on a 12-year-old boy in a city park and shooting him dead in an encounter that took less than 3 seconds. That was Tamir Rice, who was killed in Cleveland. So St. Louis area, Chicago, Cleveland. Those are not the only three American cities that have proven to be real tinderboxes around issues of race and racism and policing and violence. But those three happen to be the three most recent stops on the itinerary of Republican presidential contender Donald Trump, whose rallies have featured racially charged incidents of violence for months now. But as Donald Trump's campaign left the Deep South and prepared to swing into Chicago tonight and Cleveland tomorrow, we've seen one part of this phenomenon is becoming more intense at Donald Trump rallies. There have been instances in the past where he has encouraged or at least praised the idea of violent actions by his supporters, when he's spoken wistfully about how great it would be to beat people up at his rallies, or he's told people that he would pay their legal fees if they beat up a protester on his behalf. He has done that in the past. But this sort of bloodlust, right, this half tongue-in-cheek, mostly serious call for a tougher America where there are more beatings, and where anti-Trump protesters should fear for their lives. As he heads into these tinderbox cities today and tonight, I just want you to watch how that part of candidate Donald Trump's rhetoric has escalated. Okay, we've put date stamps on these comments from him. These are all comments from him from the podium at his public events. We've put date stamps on them so you can see when he made them. We have laid these out in chronological order. If you want to see the crescendo here, if you want to see the deliberate act that created what happened tonight in Chicago, well, watch where it came from. And where this culminates is what has happened over the course of today and into tonight. And it really is like nothing we've ever seen in mainstream American politics before. We have seen this at the fringe of stuff that's barely called politics. When I was a kid growing up in Northern California in the 1980s, you used to see this kind of thing at skinhead events, right? But this is now mainstream, front-runner, Republican national politics. And tonight in Chicago, it really turned into playing with fire. But if you want to know where it came from, and you want me to prove to you that it was deliberate what happened tonight in Chicago, well, here's where it came from. Watch. This is chronological.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. That's true. I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you. In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast. But today, everybody's politically correct. Our country's going to hell with being politically correct. Going to hell.
All right, get him out of here, please. Get him out. Get him out. Are you from Mexico? Are you from Mexico? Huh? Are you from Mexico? Get out of here. Get out. Out! Oh, this is amazing. So much fun. I love it. I love it. We having a good time? USA! USA! All right, yeah, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it. He had four guys. They jumped on him. They were swinging and swinging. The next day, we got killed in the press. That we were too rough. Give me a break. You know? Right? We don't want to be too politically correct anymore. Right, folks? Get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out of here. Get them out. Are these rallies the most fun of everybody, right? Do we have the most fun? Do we have the most fun? Yeah, get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out. So disruptive. Remember when Bernie Sanders, they took the mic away from him? That's not going to happen with us, folks. That's not going to happen.
Remember that? He walked away from the mic and he stood back and he watched these two young girls talking to the audience. And they said, we came to listen to him. And he was standing in the back as two women took the mic away. Now, that doesn't happen to us. Get that guy out of here. Get him out. Get that guy out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out.
He had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here. And they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, they started punching back. In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily. But today they walk in and they put their hand up and they put the wrong finger in the air at everybody. And they get away with murder because we've become weak. We've become weak.
Anybody who tells you there is no connection between the behavior of the mob at these events and the behavior of the man at the podium leading the mob at these events is not actually watching what he has been saying from the podium. And what he has been saying and the way he has been egging this sort of thing on, it is escalating. I mean, that very last clip we just showed there from him, that was in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Wednesday night. And that was when the Trump supporter threw that sucker punch elbow in the face of a protester who was being taken out of the event. That man there with the ponytail throws the elbow right here. He's since been charged for doing that. He got arrested and charged the next day. But if you want to know why things escalated today to the point where this Donald Trump rally had to be canceled tonight in Chicago because security fears that there was no way it could be kept under control and then it quickly proved the point, if you want to know why this happened tonight, consider that that Trump supporter was charged with physically assaulting that protester at a Trump rally yesterday. He was arrested and charged yesterday. And then this is how Donald Trump today, again in St. Louis, not exactly a city that is at ease on issues like this right now, right? This is how Donald Trump today in St. Louis talked about violence at his rallies, talked about the rightness or wrongness of his supporters throwing punches at protesters and beating people up at his events. This is what happened today at the event before Chicago went off the rails tonight.
You know, part of the problem and part of the reason it takes so long is nobody wants to hurt each other anymore, right? And they're being politically correct the way they take them out. So it takes a little bit longer. And honestly, protesters, they realize it. They realize that there are no consequences to protesting anymore. There used to be consequences. There are none anymore. So that's it. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Are they gone? Yeah, they're gone. Our country has to toughen up, folks. We have to toughen up. These people are bringing us down. Remember that. They're bringing us down. No reason for it. These people are so bad for our country, you have no idea, folks. You have no idea. They contribute nothing. Nothing. They can get up, and when they're being whisked out, they can raise their bad finger up in the air and drive people, which is very unfair, and some people get very angry at that because you know what that represents. And then when they get a little bit overly angry, they're in trouble. The guy that raised his finger, no, that's no problem. That's no problem. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get him out. Get him out. Troublemaker. Get him out of here. Hurting this country, folks. Hurting this country. Big mouth. Get them out. Go home to mommy. Go home and get a job. Go home, get a job. Get a job. I'll tell you, these are not good people, folks, just so you understand. You know, these are not good people. And I heard this was going to happen, and they said, Mr. Trump, would you like to cancel? I said, absolutely not. These are not good people. These are not the people that made our country great, but we're going to make it great again. But these are not the people. These are the people that are destroying our country. You get him out. Get him out. Come on. Let's go. Get him out.
That's the way that Donald Trump has been talking about protesters at his events. That's the way that he has been directing his supporters at events to treat those protesters. That was today. If you want to know what...
She's right. She's totally right. That's the way he talks. That's the way he talks. He talks like a thug. He talks like he wants to... Donald Trump wants to be in control. He wants to be in charge of everything and everybody. Donald has to know he cannot be in charge of everybody. Everybody is not going to take that shit. He cannot be in charge of everybody. And one of his slogans is he's going to make America great again. But he never tells you how he's going to make America great again. I guess maybe building a wall to keep illegal immigrants out. Saving our jobs from going overseas, maybe. Who knows? Who knows, folks? All right, you're on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Go right ahead.
Hello, George Waters. How are you?
I'm fine. It's George Wilder, man. Arisi?
What? Wilder. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's okay. Yeah. It's fine.
I wasn't all reading. Right, well, I was listening.
Oh, you were just listening?
Listening to you say your name, that is.
Okay. All
have
right,
you ever have you ever been to a Trump's rally?
Honestly, no. Have you?
Well, you know you have to have tickets. Yeah, I was there Friday in St.
Okay.
Louis.
All right.
You know you have to have tickets to get in, right?
Of course.
Even they're free. And on the ticket, it has general information. And I'm going to read you. It's just real short. It says, no posters, banners, or signs may be brought into the event. There is no dress code, no professional cameras. With a detachable lens are permitted. No tripod, monopod, selfie sticks, or GoPros. ID is not required for entry. So when people go into the venues and they start pulling out signs, well, what are they supposed to do with them? They're supposed to, I mean, you know, these venues are private venues too. They're not public.
Yeah, yeah. Trump is paying for everything from what I understand.
Absolutely.
He has the right to do some of the things he wants to do because he's paying for it. But he doesn't have the right to incite violence. You know, I mean, that's...
Well, he's not inciting the violence. See, when somebody... Somebody pull out a sign, and, you know, especially if you're sitting in front of somebody, now they give you the Trump signs, or you can buy the Trump signs from vendors on the way in, okay? So you know they're not going to be buying signs that's saying vote for Bernie or something like that, although you might find one. But say all the signs are saying, you know, are conducive to Trump. And you open up a banner and you got people sitting behind you. Well, they can't see. And then when they ask you to leave and the security comes, because that's who takes me, either the city police here in the city of St. Louis or they have their own security. And they, you know, want to escort you out of the place. Now, I have seen cases where somebody sitting in a chair get up and hit somebody. Of course, that's against the law.
Of course.
And I'm sure you agree with that, George.
Yes.
But people have no business disrupting a private venue like that and not expect that they're going to get put out.
Because I agree. I agree to some extent. I mean, people should not be purposely disrupt a private event, but, you know, people have a right to protest.
Well, your protest is in the public. You can't protest in a private. I can't come in your house and start marching and back and forth from the living room to the kitchen. Now, they do have places outside where people can protest. Yes. You know, I will observe, and I'm an African-American male myself. There was a brother that was stomping the flag as, you know, people was going in the line to, you know, go to the entrance. You had another brother who And, you know, that's antagonizing. You had some that was hollering over the barricade. You had some hollering USA, USA. You had black and whites in the line going into the place, family members. So those things was permitted to go on. You know, you even had one African-American brother who I'm a Second Amendment proponent myself. I'm a gun advocate. Yeah. And he had his 9mm on this side, had a 30 and a 15 round clip on the other side, and he was shaking hands with the people, the whites that was going in, and the police officers also.
You know, I'm against the violence of any kind. I mean, if people are going into a private event and starting a ruckus, I'm against that. You know, you got a lot of bad apples among good apples, and this type of thing is going to happen. But you cannot deny and say Trump does not incite violence. I mean, even some of the presidential candidates.
You think he's inciting the crowd?
I think he's inciting his fans to do violence on those who do not agree with him.
All right, now hang on with that. So if he's inside an event, and he's saying, take him on out of here, where at that time, the security or the police is taking him out.
Trump is saying, punch him in the face. Hit, punch the crap out of him.
He might be talking to, the only person he could be talking to is the security. And the police, well, they know not to do that unless it's deserved.
He's talking to his supporters. What about the guy who sucker punched that African American who was being escorted out by security?
And that guy needs to be, he's being prosecuted. But people that's sitting in the stand would know that they're not supposed to touch somebody in that case. Now, you did have an anti-Trump push a barricade to the side and jump over into the line. I think he was a provocateur. And that's dangerous in St. Louis because people in St. Louis is concealed carry. Now, what would happen if the person... Go ahead.
I was going to say, why is the new North Carolina sheriff investigating Trump for inciting violence?
Well, because North Carolina is probably political. Same reason why come they investigating Hillary Clinton for... They're trying to indict her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's something here. It's something here. Trump is not – I just personally don't think he is presidential enough to be president of the United States. You got all kind of people endorsing him. Did you hear about Louis Farrakhan is endorsing Donald Trump?
Well, that's probably a good choice, but how about the people that vote for him? So – there, you got people that's coming out, and I talk to a lot of folks. I talk to a lot of whites, and their concern is about the one lady say where she come from in Farmington, Missouri. The unemployment is 60%. And one of the local mines, St. Joe, closed down. You had another one that's concerned about Social Security. You know, over the loudspeaker, he's telling the things that he's acting on, or would like to act on. He just doesn't do it in normal political tone.
Right. He doesn't do it in a statesman-like arena.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He talks in a fourth-grade manner to me. I mean, he doesn't sound or talk or
sound
like a politician.
Like around the kitchen table at dinner time.
Yeah, something like that. Like. Or on the corner shooting the breeze or something, you know.
Yeah. And people like that. So, you know, the thing that disturbed me is the news.
Mm-hmm.
See, the news only play just certain parts of what he's saying to inflame it and making like, you know, this man is horrible. But I went there myself. Wasn't no whites calling me a nigger and wanted to punch me and so on. One white guy gave me one of his lightsabers. He said there was some Muslims going around. They had boxes of donuts they was handing out to people in the crowd. So everybody was having fun.
Well, that was at that particular.
Now there was some provocateurs. Now Wilder, there was some.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say it wasn't, but there was some black and white. But they got them out of the auditorium because they went in there and popped out them signs and them banners.
So I take it you're a Trump supporter.
Oh yes, I've been around to see a lot of these things. I'm sick and tired of the. I ain't no way in the world I'd vote for Hillary Clinton. It's no way.
Mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. I know more about her than the average person. I haven't followed uh-huh. her and her husband for a long time, yeah. Yeah. especially when it comes to geopolitical issues.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Thanks for calling
so
into
you
the
have
show.
To ask yourself, and you know the thing that you got to ask? Why what? Is it that the Republican National Committee is going after Trump? And why is it you got somebody like Romney, who Trump supported, telling people, or was it Kasich? Kasich tell people in Florida, or was Rubio, one of the three, is telling people to vote certain ways so that Trump doesn't appear to have all the delegates. Why is this? Is something going on?
Yeah, the Republican establishment is trying to take Trump down. I mean, they want him down. Have you seen some of the campaign commercials?
They wonder why.
They want him down. I guess they feel he's dangerous.
Dangerous how?
He's not presidential. He has a
no,
bad attitude.
No, 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 that ain't it, because you didn't see Jimmy Carter. But why is it that they trying to keep Trump from becoming president? Now, Newt Gingrich, you remember Newt? One of the neocons? Newt was on CNN, and he frankly came out and said, well, they don't like him because he's not one of the secret societies or one of the good old boys. I wonder if that's got a lot to do with it. Because Hillary Clinton
know.
Was broke. Hillary Clinton was broke after 2008.
Oh, yeah.
And look
she
at
was.
Her now.
She was broke. I mean, she make money from Wall Street speaking fees.
Yes,
so
and her son-in-law is Wall Street, a big investment banker with Wall
Obama
Street.
Is
whose
Wall
father
Street.
Was a yeah, his father was a congressman of Iowa, and he got sentenced to 8 years. He pled guilty to a Ponzi scheme. He milked
mm-hmm.
$10 million out of people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, so now, I'm a Trump fan. I'm voting for him. No way in the world I would vote for Hillary. We're voting tomorrow morning. And I just want you to know that all these horrible things that they say is going on, how they attack black folks and all that stuff, that's not – well, it didn't happen here.
All right. Yeah, I'll say it didn't happen there because he was in – he was supposed to be in Chicago this past Friday. He never showed up. He canceled. And a lot of people saying
people
he can't.
Those people act crazy. I mean, why would you keep – people travel all over the state to come listen to the message. And why would you want to stop that? And they some of them out there talking about Black Lives Matter and hands up, don't shoot. Now, what do you think is going to happen the next time that those sort of issues come across somebody's
desk? Some of these people are just thugs, and they're just out there to just do mayhem in the first place. But
and they couldn't vote if they wanted to.
All right, thanks for being on the show. It was nice talking to you.
All right, man, I'll listen to you. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, and it is 7:09 straight up. I mean, it feels like spring outside, and it is still winter, people, and it is fun. It is great. I've been off for about 3 days. I've been doing some writing. I love to write, and I was looking for a guest, Reese Artesi, to be on the show maybe next time. Maybe something happened. You never know. I'm going to take a break right here, people. I will be right back. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago. Thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for archiving the show. Thank you for all of your feedback on this show and on some of the things that I write and produce. That's great. That's wonderful. Keep it coming. Keep it going. This is the talk of our times. You miss a show here, you will miss a hell of a lot. And right now we're talking about the basically about voting, and we're talking about Donald Trump, because I really don't want to dwell on Donald Trump too much, because there's too many other things to talk about. But you know, since this is the day before March 15th, Super Tuesday, or whatever they call it, I'm going to dwell on it, because people have to get out here and vote. You have to vote. You have to do things. You have to, and it seems like being excited to vote, and that's good, because the polls are overwhelmingly crowded with people who are excited to vote, and that's great, because if you don't get out here and vote, if you don't exercise your God-given right to vote, whereas other people have died for you to do this, to give you the right to vote, then you're wasting your vote. And I've always told people, if you don't vote, that's a vote for a Republican. That's a vote for the other guy. So instead of using your vote the way you do not want to use it, then go out and use it the right way. Vote. Actually, it's you can vote for anybody you want to. Just vote. Just exercise your God-given duty to vote. It's all you have. It's your voice. People are out here right now begging for your vote. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, John Kasich, Marco Rubio. They want your vote. Vote. You don't have to vote the way I tell you to vote. Vote the way you want to vote. Vote the way what's in your heart, but vote the right way. And please do not vote against your interest. Listen to each candidate. You know, each candidate, and choose wisely. Choose wisely. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Choose wisely. Choose your vote wisely. And that's all about voting. And don't forget to double down on voting when November 2016 hits. That's the general election. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I want you to listen to this. This is about Rauner. We're talking about Governor Rauner in the state of Illinois. I'm here in the state of Illinois. We have not had a budget in 9 months. Illinois is operating without a budget, folks. And you're wondering, how is this state still standing without a budget? We have a governor. We have Bruce Rauner. He's a first-year governor. He's never been a politician anywhere else. He's a first-year governor. He's a Republican. And we have not had a budget in this state for 9 damn months. And a lot of jobs have been taken. A lot of people have been upended. A lot of people have had their been laid off, standing in an unemployment line. It's been chaos because there's been no budget. A lot of social programs have not been funded, or the funded was left to lapse. So it's a mess. This has never happened in Illinois history until we got this Republican governor. I'm not saying all Republicans are bad. Of course not. But you have a few bad apples, just like Democrats. I am not a Democrat. I'm an independent, but I lean towards Democrats. Because I have a beef with Democrats and Republicans. I have a beef with politicians in general, you know, because I do not think that most politicians represent the people that put their asses in office. Majority of politicians, once they get in office, they're looking around for money. And this is how a lot of politicians get bought off. The first thing they're doing is looking around for money, and they're thinking about the next election. They're not thinking about the people who put their asses in office. And then big donors, corporations, millionaires come along and fill their pockets. Suddenly, they become puppets. You, the voter, you don't matter anymore because you don't have any money. You know, so you have to watch who you put in. Politicians are going to say everything they can to persuade you to give them your vote. They're going to kiss your baby. They're going to hug you, kiss you. They're going to promise you the world. And once they are elected, once they have your vote, they walk in that door to that office. They're looking around for somebody who's going to give them some money so they can plan for that next election. Not all politicians are like that, only a few. We've got one so far that I know of in the Illinois legislature, and that's Ken Duncan. We've got to defeat this guy. We have to defeat him. He's turned his back on his values, on his party, to vote with the other party. He's voting against what his constituency wants him to do. He's voting against what they want him to do. When you're representing your constituency, the people who put your ass in office, you got to do what they tell you to do. You got to vote the way they want you to vote, or they will find somebody to run against you in the next election. And this is what's going to happen to Ken Duncan. This is what's going to happen to this guy. And I can't wait to hear that he's been voted out because he deserves it. He totally deserves it. But the woman that's replacing him, Judiana Stratton, I'm not too keen on her either. She screw up. She don't vote the way her constituency want her to vote. Then she's out. This is the way it should be. You vote in a representative in office. They turn their backs on you. They turn coat. Because these representatives are up for election every 2 damn years, and 2 years is very short. This is why once they're in office, that first day, they're looking around, they're looking to the next election, and they know they're going to need a lot of money. So the donors and the lobbyists are all over the place, giving them, promising them things that they vote a certain way and vote a certain way, however, but not the way that you want them to vote. You know, there's too much money in the politics, folks. There's a lot of money into it. People, millionaires and billionaires are just buying off politicians left and right. I mean, corporations are running this country. I mean, you know, they are really buying up politicians. But the bottom line, folks, get out and vote tomorrow. If you haven't voted, vote tomorrow. Make your voice heard. Vote for the right person that you think is going to best represent your needs. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let me see if we got this clip. We got it. Let's see. All right, we're going down, 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 down. All right, folks, be right back. Stay with me. We got that clip. Thank you. right. We got about 5 more minutes left into the show, 5 or 6 more minutes left into the show. A little bit of Chicago news. Chicago police launches probe into racial slurs broadcast on police scanner. Oh my God, police are in trouble again, but this time they're in trouble with what? They're in trouble with the police. The police is in trouble with the police. Interim police superintendent John Escalante has ordered an investigation into absolutely unacceptable racial slurs broadcast on a police frequency that was recorded and circulated online, a spokesman said. But late Monday, a spokesman for the Office of Emergency Management and Communication said that the broadcast doesn't appear to have been made with the use of a city-programmed radio. Wow. And I'm quoting, at this time, it is unknown who authorized the user, and it will continue to work with the CP, and they will continue to work with the Chicago Police Department as they investigate the matter, said Melissa Stratton, director of the News Affairs. Okay, somebody, to make a long story short, it was a police officers, maybe a dispatcher. They were talking to each other. Obviously, they was feeling that no one was listening, and they were using racial slurs back and forth on a police scanner, and these were police employees. So the police is checking into that. I don't think they need internal affairs for that, but who knows? Who knows? That's some Chicago news. And I just got through telling you a little bit about things that were going on in the state, Chicago, and the state of Illinois. We have no budget, folks. We are in dire shape here. Politicians on both sides of the aisle, they seem like they don't like each other. They can't together. They're letting the state fall into chaos because they can't agree. They can't compromise. They can't come together on something. You know, and just sitting back and letting the state fall over into a cliff. And we don't want to do that. So, you know, it's just tough. I love this state. I love this city. And I hate to see politicians who don't give a damn or just don't care let it fall into a river or the lake because they don't care. I mean, the homeless people in the state of Illinois is through the roof. It's through the roof. These guys here, they don't care. The governor, Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, John Cullerton, all of these folks, these are leaders in this state. And they are just sitting back. Believe me, they're just sitting back and just saying, the hell with it. People have been upended from their jobs. Their paychecks have stopped. But the guys who are causing this mess, they are constantly getting their paychecks. Something's not right with that. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Join me tomorrow. Okay, someone just whispered in my ear, 90 seconds. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Google, Amazon.com. I'm everywhere. George Wilder Jr. signing off. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for your input. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of it. And let's see if we can get out of here. All righty. 60 seconds. What are we going to do in 60 seconds, John? Okay. All righty. Take care, folks. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Great.